Welcome to Tivoli's service request for service providers. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question, during the question and answer session, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. Now I'd like to turn the meeting over to your host, Mr. Roger Hellman. Sir, you may begin when ready.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Fran, and I want to welcome everyone to this Tivoli Talk. This should be an informative, short and sweet Tivoli talk covering Tivoli Service Request Manager for Service Providers. This is Roger Hellman speaking. I work in the Tivoli Automation Sales Enablement Team, and we also have Tandia Natharajan, the TSRM Product Manager, on the call. He is an absolute expert when it comes to service request management, service desk and service catalog solutions, so we're really, really fortunate to have him with us today. So let's get the show on the road. Going to slide number two, why this Tivoli talk is important to you. It's because internal and external service providers are a big sales opportunity for you. I looked on the web, did a Google, and this is a large opportunity in all geographies. For our sellers located in India and Africa, it's especially attractive to you because of the high growth rates there. But other geographies also will benefit here because the install base is quite large. So this is very important. What you're going to learn today is about an offering that you can sell today called Tivoli Service Request Manager for Service Providers. We'll cover when to propose it, and most importantly, how it's priced and how it's licensed. Both Pandian and I get a lot of questions about pricing and licensing for this, and so we're going to hopefully make it crystal clear. If we don't make it crystal clear, always remember that we are resources for you. We are here to help you, so please contact us anytime if you have any questions or if we can help you in any way with a sales opportunity. So let's go to the next slide, slide number three. Again, it's myself, Roger Hellman. I'll be doing the introduction, and then I'll turn it over to Pandian Natharajan, who is the worldwide product manager for this solution. Our agenda is, again, very straightforward. We'll just do a real quick review of what Tivoli Service Request Manager is, that is the base offering. Then Pandian will cover the internal service provider landscape, target customers, some of our key product capabilities and customer benefits, how we deliver value, and pricing and licensing, and we'll give you some examples of those, and open it up for questions at the end. So with that, let's go to slide number five, and this is where I want to turn it over to Pandian. And he's going to talk about Tivoli Service Request Manager, and I'm sure he's going to talk about all of the very competitive features and functions that we have, the benefits we provide, the over 30 references that are in the customer reference database for you to leverage. He'll probably talk about the 16 countries where we have references and the over 12 key industries where we've got these references, and some of the outstanding awards that the product has won as well. So with that, I'll turn it over to Pandian, and he can tell you even more about this exciting offering.
Thank you, Roger. This is Pandian Natharajan. I'm the product manager for Tivoli Service Request Manager. One of the main reasons we would like to have this call on the service provider is the immense potential you have in selling this solution to your customer, as well as the number of emails Roger and I get on the way the product is licensed, when to propose what. So we thought this is appropriate to have this Tivoli talk so that every seller can learn how when to use this product, how to license the product, and how to make sure that all the appropriate prerequisites are met before we sell the service provider solution to the customer. So that is the reason for this call. And before I jump into the service provider, let me talk about what the service request management product we have and what it does, just to recap your, just to rekindle your memory. Civilly Service Request Manager is a request management product containing two major components, Service Desk component and Service Catalog component. Service Desk is used mainly to address any issues an employee may have on an existing service. It can be an existing laptop, or it can be a network issue, it can be access to your server, or password reset, or anything that that the employee is already using it, so he has got some problem in using it, he is going to use the Service Desk. And Service Catalog is anything that is needed new. It can be that the employee wants to have a new laptop to be bought for him, or he wants a new software to be deployed to his laptop, or it can be he wants to move the office from location A to location B, or it can be even as simple as requesting a lunch for his lunch meeting. Or if you're a manager, then it can be a simple request on related to the new employee who's going to join in 10 days on all the things he needs before the employee joins the company. So service request, for a new services, you need to use a service catalog, and then if it is an existing service, you are going to use a service desk. But when you, as the Tivoli seller, when you go and position the TSRM today, and if your position is only from the perspective of service desk, which again, we notice that most of you are doing it, because the moment you say service desk, then you think of TSRM, and then if it is something else, you don't even think of TSRM. If somebody asks for service catalog, you don't even remember that service catalog is part of TSRM. If you want to position the TSRM purely from service desk perspective, the one of the issues you may run into is the headwind, the sales cycle, because most of your customers may have your service desk product already implemented. They may not want to move, so when you approach them about service desk, they may not even want to listen to you. Or if you are in a competitive situation, you are running into with the BMC or HP, if it is purely service desk related RFP. In those situations, you have to highlight, in a competitive situation, you have to highlight this product does not only service desk, it also does the service catalog, which is very, very appealing to a lot of customers. And then in those situations where customers do not want to talk to you about service desk, then you just change the approach. You basically approach them from the service catalog perspective. You tell them that, hey, I have your wonderful service catalog product I want to talk to you about. And the service catalog captures the attention of a lot of IT folks today. And the moment you say talk about catalog, they say, okay, I will spend some time with you. Then you get some time to talk about catalog, to do the presentation of the catalog. And that's where you position the TSRM as service catalog product and then try to sell them the TSRM service catalog. Once the customer implements the catalog, maybe after a few months or after a year or so, you can go back and tell them about the service desk, because they already bought TSRM, so they have the service desk product. You can tell them if you want to exploit the existing capability of TSRM, then you can say that you already bought the licenses, you already have the product, so you are feel free to use it. So that way, moment you get a foot in the door through service catalog, slowly we can expand from the service catalog to service desk, and the moment service desk to the change process manager using CCMDB and other products within the IBM service management product set. Again, from that angle, again, the slide 5 you are looking at talks about this is part of a larger solution for service delivery and process automation. And if you look at the small icon at the bottom right-hand side, you see that TSRM is one of the products that is built on top of Tivoli Process Automation Engine. So you have other products such as Change and Configuration Management Database, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, Maximo Asset Management, Tivoli Provisioning Managers. All these products are built on the same platform. Again, people have told you probably millions of times what is the advantage of this common process automation engine, what's the advantage of all the products built on top of the same engine. So I don't want to repeat that once again to you. But the important thing is TSRM is part of that larger solution towards process automation. And TSRM contains two major components, and then you have to approach the existing customer basically from catalog perspective if they're not interested in talking to you about Service Desk. That is the net message I want you to take from this one slide, number 5. Having given the background, having given this approach, let me jump into the next slide, that is the service provider. Service provider solution for TSRM gives a basic capability to the customer, that is multi-customer support. That is, through single instance of the application, you will be able to support multiple customers. Again, we have two categories within the service provider. One is the internal service provider, another one is external service provider. Basically, service provider, as the name suggests, is providing a service to set of customers or set of department or set of divisions. That's where we draw a line between external and internal. If the customer is providing a service to external, their own customer, example can be Computer Sciences Corporation, CSC, or Accenture, or Wipro, or Tata Consulting, or Infosys. These are the major system integrators or major customers who in turn provide the service desk services to their own client base. That means they are using our product to generate revenue and by delivering a service. That those customers are called are classified under external service provider. Then there's another set of customer, we call that internal service provider. It's basically your customer who is delivering the services, whether it's a service desk or service catalog, to various divisions within the company or various departments within the company. They don't generate any revenue, and they are not offering the services to external customer base. It's completely made available to their own internal departments or their own internal divisions, and those customers are classified as internal service provider. The examples can be even take IBM itself. IBM can provide the service to software group, system technology group, finance department, to GTS or GBS, or it can say that classify it under countries. Basically, they can provide services to all the divisions of IBM in India, all the divisions of IBM in UK, or all the divisions of IBM in Denmark. So if the customer says, I would like to measure the services I provide, I would like to provide a chargeback, or I would like to manage them separately because of various reasons, then they need to have the internal service provider. Again, internal service provider is not a must. They don't have to buy it. But if customers express an interest that they would like to manage it separately, then you can propose the internal service provider solution to them. There are some customers do ask for this one. For example, if you take Walt Disney, they say that, hey, I would like to manage certain divisions separately. My TV, ABC, is going to be different. My ESPN-related things are going to be different. So I would like to have one solution, but I would like to manage these two business divisions separately, and I would like to provide a sufficient chargeback for the services I provide, then you need to propose the internal service provider solution to them. But if CSC comes and asks you, I need to have a multi-customer support for the services solution so that I can provide service to various customers, then you need to propose external service provider solution to them. I think I've given a detailed example and explanation of how these service providers are classified in Tivoli. Now, let me jump into next slide, slide number 7. Again, this talks about internal service provider. As I mentioned earlier, basically those customers who do not generate revenue in providing the services to the external client base, is those customers are called are eligible to use the internal service provider solution. And it's basically they need it for whatever reasons, because of the expenses or because of the complexity or because of certain eligibility or whatever reasons they would like to manage their division separately, then propose the internal service provider solution. Then jumping into the next slide. Continuing the internal service provider aspect of it, basically, how do you target this customer? Again, I've given you a detailed example of what are those customers and how do you sell the solution to them. And the good news is internal service provider solutions available for all the popular Maximo products, whether it's a CCMDB, whether it's a TAMIT, or TSRM, or Maximo Asset Management. Internal service provider solutions available for all these product sets. So if customer says, okay, I buy service internal service provider for TSRM, I need to have the same thing for CCMDB and TAMIT, then you have product set available so that you can sell all those product sets to them. So again, slide number 9. Again, the gist is target a customer who wants to provide these services to their own internal department and would like to classify it, segregate it, these departments from other departments, then that is where you need to propose the internal service provider. Then jumping into some of the capabilities in the service provider solution, basically the 10, slide number 10 here. But before I jump in here, I put probably like 3 slides for internal service provider. The reason being, that is the one the sales team get most confused with. The external service provider is very clear. I don't get any questions, and neither Roger does any get any emails on that, because external service provider is very clear. You are going to target service provider customers such as TCS, Wipros of the world, or you can be even smaller player like Matena, or it can be BirlaSoft. Those are the guys, though they are smaller players, they do provide services to their customer base. So their examples are clear, so we don't get any confusion or any questions on that. But internal service provider is the one we get most of the questions. That is the reason we spent 2 or 3 slides on explaining what it is, when do you propose, what are your target customers. So now let me spend some time on the key capability of the service provider solution. Basically, if you look at the slide number 10, the first major benefit of this solution is the providing the efficiency in the service delivery to the multiple customer they support with the service provider solution. Again, service provider solution is needed when you try to support multiple customer through single install of the application or through single TSRM instance. So how do you improve the efficiency, and how do you improve the automatic assignment and then automatic notification of the responsibilities associated with multiple customers? And we deliver those things, or basically we meet those requirements by providing a functionality called a response plan. A response plan is basically you can create for each specific customer, even for the same type of work. For example, if the ticket is related to your blue screen on your laptop, the response plan for customer A is going to be different from the customer B, and then it could be different from customer C. And so you are going to have different type of response plan. You are going to have different set of SLAs for each of these customers, and there should be a way of defining all these things within the tool, and that is the key capability of your the service provider solution. This is in addition to the data segregation and data security you are going to have, because that is the default. Whenever you say multi-customer support, default you are going to provide that capability. It is a normal expectation, so I'm not going to spend any time on talking about the data segregation and data security. At a high level, you need to be aware that they exist. So customer A cannot see the customer B data, and then whereas the agents of the service provider can see all the tickets related to all the customers. That is a key capability. So let's coming back to the, again, slide number 10. This is the response plan. Response plan I talked about, it can be created for individual customer with a different set of conditions. And it's basically response plan means it's automation of how do you respond to a ticket. Basically, you can have a predefined set of best practices in resolving a ticket. That means it involves creating a certain type of task, certain type of activities, and based on your best practices, you capture everything in a plan. We call it as a response plan, and then you specify certain type of characteristics when this can be applied. It can be based on the classification of the ticket. It should be based on the type of customer. And then it can be based on your location. It can be based on the priority. You can define as many attributes you want for your response plan to be applied. But we recommend the lesser number of attributes, the better. Again, once the response plan is put in place, and if a ticket comes in with meeting that characteristics you defined, you simply apply the response plan. Since the response plan already defined the set of tasks and activities, all the tasks and activities are put in place to resolve the ticket quicker. Then, jumping into the next slide, number 11, this talks about the financial management of the service provider solution. Again, the key benefit of this functionality is the chargeback and billing. Again, when you support multiple customers, you should have the capability to measure the consumption of these services by the customer, and you should have the capability to convert that into a bill and then submit the bill to the customer to get it reimbursed. Basically, the chargeback and billing capability is provided with the service provider. And again, in the billing, there is a lot of flexibility. You can do a batch capability based on billing frequency, and the customer can review the bill before you can even submit it. Basically, it's a bill or invoice. You can send it for customer review, and then any adjustment you need to make or anything else need to be negotiated between the customer and the service provider, that can be done. And you can also look into the previous period billing. Basically, if you go with the monthly billing, you can see that not only this month's bill, you can see the previous month's bills as well. So those capabilities exist within this function. And you can also add, in addition to the consumption, you can also add other fees as needed. It can be anything related to maintenance fee, or it can be some kind of overhead you want to apply. Or you can, if you want to have certain type of percentage that needs to be applied to all the charges that are related to the customer because the customer is located in a remote location. Anything you want to apply over and above the prices, over and above the consumption cost or consumption incurred by the customer, you can do it, and then that capability exists within the product. Then jumping into the next slide, number 12, this is the customer management. Again, the key benefit of this functionality is going to be meeting the different needs of the customer. It's basically, it can be SLA, it can be a different set of price schedule, or it can be certain types of special conditions that need to be applied even within a customer, a particular department or particular division. You would like to have separate set of conditions, you can do that. And you can have a separate set of SLAs, you can do that. So the main thing I would like to emphasize here is a granular level within a customer you can go into in managing the customer expectations. And that kind of capability is available in the 7.2 service provider solutions today. Jumping into the next slide, again this is a multi-customer support. Again, this is a very key one. This is, again, managing multiple customers with customer-specific instance is no big deal because you are going to install specific instance of the customer, separate install for each and every customer, but your cost of managing this customer is going to be high. But the benefit of this solution is going to be managing those multiple customers through single instance. basically you have only one application instance of TSRM, but you are able to manage 5, 10, or 15 different customers through that single instance. That's where customer or the service provider derives the cost saving in terms of administration, in terms of agents that are required to manage the various tickets. That is mainly on the key capability. Again, I would like to emphasize four key capability for the solution. One thing is multi-customer support. The second thing is managing at a granular level for the customer. And then the financial management in terms of chargeback and billing. And then the basic service management for each customer in terms of SLA, in terms of response plan. So these are the key takeaway in terms of capability of the service provider solution of TSRM. Having talked about the key capability, now let me spend some time on how this product is licensed. And it's now let me switch our attention to slide number 14. This slide number 14 talks about the licensing metric for internal service provider. Internal service provider is basically licensed based on two metrics. One thing is per install and then per authorized user. Again, key is install here because we don't have install license for any other part of TSRM product today. But internal service provider has got an install licensing metric. Again, every install needs to be licensed, whether it's a development, QA, production. Each install should carry an install license. And second thing is authorized users. Again, the authorized users are basically the administrators who are setting up the SLAs, who are setting up the response plan, who are managing the various customers. They are the authorized users, and there is a way of calculating the number of authorized users for the solution. So if you look at the bottom bullet, there are two criteria you need to meet. One thing is calculating the number of authorized users for the internal service provider is basically there is a thumb rule that is 10% of the total number of authorized users for TSRM. Again, I'll repeat, the number of authorized users for internal service provider is calculated by using the 10% of the total number of TSRM authorized users. Again, there's a slide next to it that tells you, that gives you a pricing example on how this is calculated. Then the next criteria in selling the internal service provider solution is a prereq of selling the plain vanilla TSRM. That is, when you sell the internal service provider solution, you have to sell the plain vanilla TSRM first. And so when you calculate the total number of licenses, if you jump into slide number 15, let's take a pricing example provided here. We talk about the IT department in a university, and they would like to provide the service desk or service catalog services to various departments within the university, and then they would like to have a chargeback capability. Keep in mind, this university does not provide the services to external customers, so they don't generate any revenue for the university. And they are trying to manage their internal department or divisions using this product. So that means you need to sell the internal service provider solution to them. And they have 20 IT staff with the 3 administrators. That means they need 23 authorized users. In this case, we don't propose any concurrent users as customer do not want any concurrent users for this instance. So we are proposing 23 authorized users for plain vanilla TSRM. And then because they want to have chargeback capability, and we are going to propose internal service provider solution to them, and then to calculate the licenses for internal service provider solution, then let's look at how many environments they are going to have. They are going to have a development environment, they are going to have a test environment, and they are going to have a production environment. So they have basically 3 installs. So you have an install licensing metric for internal service provider, so you need to sell 3 install licenses for this customer. Then the second thing for the internal service provider is the calculating the number of authorized users for the internal service provider. Again, I mentioned earlier, it is 10% of the total number of authorized users for TSRM. So TSRM, we sold 23 authorized user licenses. So in this case, 10% of 23 is equivalent to 2.3, so we round up, take it to the next higher number. So we need 3 authorized user licenses for internal service provider solution. So in this example, we talk about selling 23 authorized user licenses for plain vanilla TSRM, 3 install licenses for internal service provider solution for TSRM, and 3 authorized user licenses for internal service provider for TSRM solution. Then let me talk to you about the external service provider. So I am jumping to slide number 16 here. Slide number 16 talks about external service provider. Again, as I mentioned earlier, you sell external service provider to those customers who provide the services using our product and generate revenue, and who provide these services using our product to external customers and thereby generating revenue for them. So basically, external service provider is applicable only to those situations, supporting external customer and generating revenue. And again, this service provider solution has got 2 licensing metrics. One is authorized users, another one is concurrent users. Again, the definition of authorized users and concurrent users you are familiar with, and we also described in the slide how it is defined. And the criteria here is the number of authorized and the number of concurrent users should be equal to the same number you sold for plain vanilla TSRM. The prereq for this solution is plain vanilla TSRM. That is, you need to sell the plain vanilla, then you need to sell the external service provider. And the number of licenses for both the solutions should be equal. So this makes it very simple. So if you look at the slide number 17, this talks about the example. Again, here we talk about the service provider, and he is providing the service desk and service catalog services to their external services, external customer, and thereby he generates revenue by selling the services to their client base. And so you need to sell external service providers, external service provider solution to them. Again, the key metric for the external service provider solution is authorized users and concurrent users. And again, they should be equal to the number of authorized and concurrent users of plain vanilla TSRM. So example below talks about 50 authorized users for plain vanilla TSRM with 25 concurrent users for plain vanilla TSRM. It should be the same number for the external service provider solution as well. Again, this is, if you look at the total deal in selling the external service provider solution, the size of the deal, normally is really high. Normally, we end up selling close to $250,000 size of the deal. So if you run into any situation where you feel that the service provider solution, especially external service provider solution, is a good fit to your customer, feel free to approach them, because the size of the deal is going to be huge, so consequently the commission you get is also going to be high. So far I covered about what is the service provider landscape. I talked about external service provider, internal service provider, and who they are, what is their characteristics, and how do you position the TSRM service provider solution to them. And then I also talked about the 4 key capability of the service provider solution. I talked about how the service provider solutions are licensed, both for internal service provider and external service provider. And I also talked about pricing example. And this should clarify any doubts you have on positioning this service provider product to your customer, and how do you price it, and how do you license it. So in addition to that, I also have provided in slide number 18 the various wikis that will give you enough information in case you won't have clarification or in case you won't have customer-facing material or any other collateral or any other ROI studies or even roadmap, whatever you need in terms of your sales situation. We have the sales kit available in the Technical Sales Enablement Wiki, and the link is provided in slide number 18. I have also provided my own wiki. I maintain a product management wiki. I update it very frequently. I provide the latest information. Even if I change any of the slide, I provide the latest slide in my wiki. And you should access the wiki whenever you need one. And then we also have TSRM War Room, where we talk about the Magic Quadrant and other stuff. And in addition to that, we also have the ROI tool. The link is provided here in the slide number 18. So all those wikis are available to you to help your sales situation, to provide you with enough material to address any of the issues you may have in selling the product to your customer. And again, Roger Hellman, who is the Technical Sales Enablement Leader for TSRM and other service management solution, he works more closely with you than me, and definitely he has more information and more highlights to share with you. So with that, I would like to turn over this presentation to Roger Hellman. Roger?
Great, Pandian. Thanks very much. It's always a big help to all of us sellers when we can hear from the expert. And you certainly are the expert on service request management. So thanks very much for taking us through this offering. As Pandian pointed out, there are a lot of resources for you to use to get help. Please do not be shy. I am one of those resources. Again, this is Roger Hellman speaking. And what I'll be doing is I'll be taking this presentation and I'll be posting it on the sales kit on Software Sellers Workplace. So that way, both internal sellers and partners can access it. In addition, one other thing I wanted to mention is when you go to that sales kit, and I would encourage you to do so, you'll see that it covers more than just service request management. It also includes our solution for service delivery and process automation. And the reason for that is because service request management is part of a much larger solution, a service delivery and process automation solution that includes asset management solutions for your customer, both enterprise assets as well as IT assets, change and configuration management, discovery, provisioning automation, and even license management. They are all part of a much larger solution. The solution all runs on a common platform, which means that each component works with the others to deliver customer value. And for any of you who have seen me present in the sales academies or some of the other things that are posted on the virtual sales academy, you would know that I really stress that, because selling the solution is what it's all about. And it's good for the customer, obviously, and also it's good for you because you can increase your deal sizes. So service request management is an excellent entry point to selling this larger solution, which, again, contains change and configuration management, asset management, license management, provisioning automation. So I really encourage you to check out the sales kit and work on selling the big solution, and use SRM as an entry point as much as you can. So with that, what I'd like to do now is mention the call to action. Again, I would strongly encourage you to sell the offerings that we took you through, that Pandian took you through in great detail, large deal sizes, and again, don't hesitate to ask us for help. That's why we're here. We're here to help you. So at this point, I'd like to go to slide 20, which is where we open it up to questions. So Fran, if you would, please open it up to questions, and we'll be glad to give the answers.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question now, please press star then one. Again, star one. One moment, please. Another moment.
They're not usually a shy crowd, Fran, and that's a good thing. Any of you have questions, please ask.
Well, at this time, I have no questions in queue.
Okay, well, with that, then, I would just like to go to the last slide, which is, again, to thank everyone for attending and listening and participating. And, again, if you have any questions or any need, if there's any way that we can help, please contact us. Thanks very much.